Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Did you ever miss buttoning your sweater? I'm glad to see you. Hi. I thought about you this weekend. And all the things we did together last week. And now we have a new week to be together. As soon as I get this shoe on, I'll show you something. Let's take this over here. It's heavy. I'll give you some hints about what's inside. First of all, this word right here says caution. That means be careful. Caution. I'll take the rope off. Now, let me give you some hints about what's in there. Well, first of all, it's something alive, and it moves a little bit like this rope. And when it crawls on its stomach, like that. And sometimes it goes, hiss. And some people are afraid of it. Have you guessed yet what it is? Snake. Hello, snake. Snake's kind of weary. Maybe if I go like this, you can see it move. Because I'm not going to put my fingers in there. I don't know the different kinds of snakes, so I wouldn't know what kind was friendly and what kind wasn't. Yeah. But sometimes snakes really do slither along like this. Yeah. Could you move like a snake? I mean, could you make your body go like a snake? It's really kind of hard to move like... Even to move like this rope. It's very hard for us to do that because we're not made that way. No, people aren't made that way. But there's a part of our body that we could make move like that. What part do you think? Your arm. Try it. Could try it with both arms, too, if you like. Sure. I think I have a keychain here. That's another thing that could move like a snake. Let's put it down and try. See? Why don't we pretend that this keychain's just moving by itself? There are so many ways to think about something. I know some people who want to just cover their eyes when they know that there's a snake around. But if you cover your eyes, you can't tell what kind of a snake it might be. There's somebody at the door. Would you look to see who it is, please? Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Thank you for looking.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, what is this?
This is called a caduceus.
Caduceus?
That's right. It's a symbol of the medical profession.
Oh, I've seen symbols like that around doctors' offices.
And it was designed by Mr. Calaboyas, and it's going on the front of the new medical building downtown, and that's where I'm going right now. And I stopped over to show you because you'll notice on the front it has two snakes.
Yes, there are snakes right there, just all twirled around.
And I knew you were showing your friends a snake today, so that's why I brought it over.
What about the wings, Mr. McFeely?
Well, the wings are a symbol of speed, and the snakes are a symbol of curing people.
Oh, so it really means that doctors try to cure people as quickly as they can.
That's right. Oh, I have something for you, Mr. Rogers. I'll just set this up against the porch here.
Oh, my, it's heavy.
Oh, it's made out of iron and copper. There we go. Now, if I can find it in my bag here, I have...
Caduceus, you say?
Caduceus, symbol of the medical profession.
Caduceus.
And this is a serpentine stone.
Serpentine stone.
I knew you collected stones and rocks, and I found that over the weekend, and I brought it for you.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, thank you very much. I don't think I've ever seen a serpentine stone.
Well, you may have that for your collection.
Look at this. Serpentine is sort of another word for snake-like,
mm-hmm.
Isn't it? And those lines there do look like little snakes.
So it's called a serpentine stone.
What is this, Mr.
Well, that's raw wool I'm taking on a delivery.
Raw wool.
Raw Australian wool.
All kinds of material.
All kinds. Well, speed
you mean
delivery.
I really may keep this?
You may keep that. And
thank you very much. And thanks for showing us your caduceus.
Caduceus, symbol of medical profession. And just as the wings mean speed, I'll just say speedy delivery. And a good day, Mr. Rogers.
A speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely thought of me this weekend. Gave me this serpentine stone. I like to collect stones. You know that, don't you? That's the kind of thing I like to collect, stones. And I also like to collect ideas. Yeah, let's get the trolley. There you are, trolley. I know a lot of people who say, I like trolley. I like trolley. Trolley, we're all set to make believe today. Let's pretend that the platypuses have already given their presents to everyone in the neighborhood, and that Lady Aberlin is wearing hers and walking along with the trolley. Probably the trolley will have one too, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
They did? Oh, where? Well, where did they put... Oh. Oh, trolley, do the platypuses really give you all of those pictures? Oh, they're beautiful. Look. Look closely. I don't want you to miss this. Victoria Square Fountain. Oh, koala bears. Sydney Harbor. Prince's Gate, Melbourne. Smidgen Holes. Devil's Marbles. And Ayers Rock. Oh, trolley. Oh, the platypuses gave me this shawl. Isn't it pretty? Yeah. Peekaboo? Sure. I'll go first. Where's Lady Aberlin? Where's Lady Aberlin?
Here I am. Peek-a-boo.
You try, Trolley. Where's the trolley? Trolley? Where is the trolley? I wonder where the trolley could possibly be. Peek-a-boo. Now me. Where's Lady Aberlin? Where's Lady Aberlin?
Peek-a-boo. Here I am.
Now you. I've lost the trolley. What is this strange, strange shawl moving along?
Peek-a-boo.
Thanks for playing, trolley. Bye-bye. Your pictures are great.
Hi, Daniel. Hi. You were playing peek-a-boo with the trolley.
I was. The shawl that the platypuses gave me is just perfect. Watch.
Where's Lady Aberlin?
Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo to you.
Want to try?
All right.
Where's Daniel Tiger?
Here I am.
Hi.
Do you know how to buttonhole buttons?
Yes. How about you?
Well, I thought it would be easy. But when I tried it for the first time, well, I just couldn't do it.
Are these the buttons you're trying to buttonhole?
Yes. It's the sweater with buttons that the platypuses brought me.
Oh. It took me quite a while to learn how to button, too, Daniel.
Oh.
Oh, look, it has stripes on it, too.
Mm-hmm. They thought it looked just right for a tiger.
One last button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do, too, Daniel.
I want to show it to Ornithorhynchus Anatinus.
Oh, why don't we? Let's go over there.
All right. I'll see you over there.
Okay.
I'll go show it.
Hello, oh, Dr.
Well,
Bill.
Well.
Hi, Elsie Jean.
Hi, Lady Aberlin.
What's that?
Why? Oh, it's a caduceus.
A caduceus?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like snakes.
Oh, well, it's a medical symbol.
Oh, I was afraid of it, too, when I first saw it.
Well, we're about to take it to the king and queen.
Well, I hope you'll explain to them what it is before you just give it to them.
Oh, I will do that. Mm-hmm. Did you notice it has two opals on it? They're precious stones. See them?
Oh, yes. Uncle Friday will love that.
And we hope your aunt will, too.
Well, let's go and see.
All right.
Daniel?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, she really liked it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, what's that?
Oh, it's just a caduceus, Daniel.
A caduceus,
well,
Daniel.
It looks like a couple of snakes to me.
Me, too. I was scared when I saw it. Elsie Jean had to get used to it,
well,
too.
Who's that for?
Well, it's for King Friday. It's a gift for him.
Oh, I see. My, you've brought so many things for us. You really were thinking of us while you were gone.
Aye, we missed you.
Well, I'm going back to play with Ornithorhynchus Anatinus. Is that all right?
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, sure. You know X and Henrietta are there with her, too.
Yeah, I saw them. Thank you again for my button sweater.
Hi, well, we're glad you liked it.
It sure will keep me warm. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye, Daniel.
Right.
Bye. And thank you for my shawl.
Oh.
I really like it very much.
Hey, we did. Well, let's see how the king and the queen like their caduceus.
All right.
Oh, will you meet me there? I just want to see what Lady Elaine has.
All right.
Hi, Lady Elaine. Oh, what do you have?
I waited, and I got something very special. Mine's the best present of all. What did you get?
I got this shawl.
Mine's the best of all.
But what is it?
Well, it's a very fancy, easy Australian boomerang.
Oh, that is the very best gift for you.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It is.
Just watch. See it?
Oh,
good. You caught it.
Is that how they work?
Mm-hmm. That's how the real ones work. You want to try throwing it?
Sure.
Be my guest.
Just like this.
That's it. Catch it.
Oh,
get it?
I dropped it, but I got it.
Oh, good.
I nearly dropped
it. Nice going.
Wow, is that fun? Would you mind if I tried it once again?
Once more, yes. Sure. That's mighty hard, the way you threw that.
Lady Elaine?
It's not coming back, is it?
It's not coming back.
I think you threw it too hard.
I think it's landed at the castle.
Lady Evelyn and Lady Fairchild, come here at once.
You're right. It landed at the castle. Come on, let's see what your uncle has to say about this. I'll race you. On your mark.
Okay.
Get set.
Go.
I won the
Lady
race.
Lady Elaine, you left before you said go.
Ladies, I presume.
Oh, yes, Kingy.
Excuse me, Uncle Friday. Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
And whose boomerang is this?
It's mine, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, Fairchild, but it can also be dangerous.
I know that, but I don't throw it hard.
Somebody had to throw it very hard to have it come through.
May we present the gifts now, Your Majesty?
Uncle Friday, before the platypuses give you something, I'd like to say something.
Yes?
I'm the one who threw the boomerang over here, and I'm sorry.
You threw it hard, I see. Caution when learning is a principle, Lady Evelyn.
Yes, Uncle Friday.
The boomerang... Now, Dr. Bill and Mrs. Platypus.
Well, sir, we bought a present for you and Queen Sarah.
Oh, how very kind of you.
You may present it.
Well, here it is. From Australia.
Oh, I think it's a snake. Oh, I'm afraid it's a snake.
Oh, it's not a real snake, Queen Sarah. It's a medical symbol.
Oh, lovely joke.
Oh, it's lovely not joke. A joking, Friday. It's not a joke at all. In fact, it has opals on it. Ooh. You know, opals for your crowns. They are precious stones, you know.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, you may place the opals on the crowns. First, let Queen Sarah see that the snakes aren't real.
I thought they were real, too, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, yes, they are real looking, aren't they?
Yes.
Just a likeness of them, thank you. Oh, yes, they're lovely.
There, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, it looks lovely, Queen Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
Uncle Friday.
An opal, you say? Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much.
Dr. Bill, now we compliment you on being a pediatrician. Both you and Elsie Jean have grown so much since we've known you.
Thank you, King Friday.
Now you can make the prince learn everything quickly, you two.
Well, I learned at pediatrician school that each baby grows at his own rate of speed. Everyone is different, King Friday. Even T. Berry Brazelton says so in his book.
Oh, very well. But I do expect you to help us with the baby whenever we need it.
Oh, I'll be available for checkups and helps. But you and Queen Sarah are the baby's parents, you know. You're the ones who take care of him most of the time.
Yes.
Oh, we must get back to our baby, Duck Bill.
Oh, of course, we must get back. Well, farewell, friends.
Bye. Oh, well, thank you again,
Bye-bye, Dr. Bill. Bye-bye, Elsie Jean.
Anybody want to race? Anybody?
Not really, Lady Elaine.
Well, let's race anyway. Ready? Get set.
Come, Lady Evelyn, to the TAT room where we can talk about things.
I'd like that, Uncle Friday. I really will try to be more careful.
I won the race. But nobody else is here. I won. But where's Lady Evelyn? Well, she should have been here by now. I think I'll just go back over there and see what's keeping her. In fact, I think I'll race again. I'm really fast, you know. Ready? Get set. Well, here I am. That was a quick trip. I'm getting faster and faster. Mm-hmm. Trolley. I'll race you, trolley. Race ya.
Okay, trolley. Lady Elaine's always racing. But sometimes she just says, ready, get set, and then she leaves. It's not fair, is it? You have to say, ready, get set, go. And that's a race. I'll put this serpentine stone with my stone collection here. These are stones that I have found and people have given me. Someday I'll show you all these stones. It just reminds me. There's some opals in here I'd like you to see. Come on out to the kitchen. A jeweler friend of mine loaned these to me. I can just show them to you today. They're found in Australia, these stones. They're all quite different, and yet they're all opals. Which one is the smallest one of all? See the smallest one? This one? This one? Mm-hmm. There it is. I want you to see how this one looks. The light in there looks like serpentine movements, doesn't it? These are stones that are found in the ground. This one is called a black opal. And it's the rarest one of all. But you might be interested in those. All opals, and every one of them different. Just like people. We're all people, but each one of us is different. Each one of us has different ways of playing and thinking about things. I have some clay here. Thought if we had time, I'd just see if you know what I'm going to make. Like something that we saw in the other room? Oh, there's so much to do. It's nice to be with you. Look at those hands. I turned that on too hard. Hands with clay need water with soap. These opals. Oh, fish. I need to give you a little food. There
here you are. See you tomorrow. It's nice to be able to say, see you tomorrow. Because our week's just beginning. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Still sleep? That's a lazy snake. He's probably hibernating. We'll put on our caution sign. Take him back to the zoo. You've made it a special day, the way you always do. I like the kind of person you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.